We on Simen Shin Chof Aleph, Sif Yud Kes. Now, this Sif discusses a multitude of halachas, which were partially learned in this Simen. Shum garlic, or Baisar is a grape before it becomes ripe. Melilais, I think, are kernels of wheat. Sheriskan me'erev Shabbos. And he crushed them erev Shabbos. So there are three procedures which are done when one crushes food. There's risot, there's dicha, and there's shchika. The first process is risot. I think that is perhaps done by hand. Then dicha is done with a keli. And then shchika is the gemara, the end of the crushing process. So now the Mechaba, suppose we are speaking about meleches teichin, grinding. So the Mechaba says, if you have garlic or baisa or melilis, sheriskon me'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos already, he was merasik them, he had started crushing them. Is im mechusorim diche, if this only the first process of threshing was done, which is called risuk, but diche was not yet done. Diche is the second process that is done with a keli to further the crushing of these foods. So that means the tchina process was not completed, and so that's what you are continuing. This process falls into the ageda of teichin. V'im ein mechusarim elo shechika. But if risak was done, dicha was done, and it's only the final process of crushing, which is called shchike, was not as yet done, muta ligmer b'shabbos. So halachically, we can assume that it was ground already after risuk and dicha were done, so the shchike is not considered a meloche, and it is permitted to do in Shabbos. Lefichach. So, since we have these guidelines, that if risuk and dicha were done already, so then there is no problem to be geimer the crushing. Lefichos, therefore, muta ligmer, one is permitted to end shchikas horifais beitz poru ukdeira b'shabbos acher shemeriden oison mi'al haish. Now, the Mechaba is speaking about someone cooked rifais, or grits, that were cooking on the flame from Erev Shabbos. Now, they were cooking the whole night, and he took it off, and this is perhaps part of his cholent. We'll see, perhaps there's other things there also, but this is part of his cholent. And now he wants to mash it together. He wants to mash these rifais. And now I'll just give a preview. So in reality, the Mechaber is telling us a chiddush, that we have in the crushing process, there's risuk, dicha, and shrike. And we had learned if risuk and dicha were already done, so the shrike, the gemar shrike, does not fall into the category of taichin. Now, here the Mechaber is telling us a chiddush. Here, these rifais, there was no previous pu'ulis that were done with them, an egeel or no. But that was done, it cooked the whole night, and the cooking accomplished that it started crumbling, it started falling apart. So the Mechaber is telling us that if the cooking accomplished so much that it is now crumbling apart, so this is equivalent to ilu, there was already done risuk and diche, so now it could be going with the shrike. That's the lefichos, that is the hemshech of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is telling us, just like in a normal case, in a normal case of crushing, if there was first done risuk and dichuk, and the risuk and dicha, so shrike is mutter. So in the same vein, if you have cooking in a pot a whole night, rifais, which are these are grits, and now and by day already they're crumbling due to the cooking process. So the cooking process accomplished what risuk and dicha does, so now I'm permitted to mash it. That's what the Mechaber is saying. So therefore, so let's see again the lashon of the Mechaber. The fichach muta ligmer, one is permitted to end. Shikas horifoi, so shrike is the last process, the final process of mashing, of crushing. Be'etz toro, with a ladle. B'shabes, achei shemiriden oiso me'al ha'esh. After you take it off the ish, on the ish you can't do anything. There's a shail of hagose. When you have that food in the pot, which is al ish, and you mix it al ish, so that can enhance the bishul process. So al ish not allowed to do anything. But after you take it off the ish, so bishul is not applicable anymore. So now he's telling us a chiddush, you're allowed to mash it. Now let us see. A measure could be not. He said a base total. That's right. That could be. What? I don't know. There is a Shabbat. I really don't know exactly how the Rishon base, the Mishnah Berurah brought it down, but also he didn't. He didn't explain it in Reishon on Beis. He said that he just says in the Miralach, he says, Kishloisha dvorim yesh. Risuk, bedicha, oshrike. Risuk, batchila, vachakach, doch oisam beize keili. Vachakach, sheichik, oisam yofe. These are the three procedures which are done. Cutting, that's no. That's cutting is not any of these three. Cutting is cutting. Here we're mashing. We're mashing something, crushing. This is something else. And in this crushing process also, it seems, there are these three stages. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sheriskon, the Shalosha Dvorim Yesh, B'Dvorim HaNidoichim, things which are crushed, Lohitzi Mehem Shamnon, you take out the liquid from them, Risuk V'Dicho Ushrika. Ushrike Hu Yoisa M'Dicho, Lakach Koma, V'Nidoichu Heitev M'Boidyoim. If Erev Shabbos was Nidach, V'Eini M'Chusa Elo Shrike, that means that we had the Dicho already Erev Shabbos, so that's Chisa and Dicho. K'nigma M'Lachde M'Boidyoim, Tomi Amuta L'Shachtoi B'Shabbos. And therefore, one is permitted to make Shechike. L'Fichoch, therefore, so we have a machol which was cooking alaish koleo Shabbos. So one is permitted with a eitz toro to mesh the rifais. Umikol makim yesh lizoyer shlei litreif bechoyach. Now we have here, over here, we have here, and this pot was cooking, there's liquid, and there's these grits. There's a lisha de keshayla. So if you're going to mix it up very strongly, we're going to get involved in a isa lisha. So one should mix it gently, not bekoyach. Fine. Horifois, maise daise, it's a type of a grain, a cereal, but tam, kiven shekvar dochu oisam bimidoichem, since it was already crushed, Erev Shabbos bimidoichem, v'neis bashel kol tzolchon v'mechusa l'shchika ma'at, there's only missing only shchika ma'at, so therefore this is permissible. Now, Moshe, Nigras Moshe, this is the Lashon HaRambam Grad, he says, he doesn't understand what the Rambam is saying. He says, Kiven, the Rambam says, Kiven shedochu b'medoichem. Now the dochu b'medoichem was on Erev Shabbos with the wheat kernels to make it into grits. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about teichen over here. We're starting with grits. So the whole heter is that the bishul accomplished that it's so then, but not the kiven shedochu b'medoche, that he doesn't understand at all. That has nothing to do. And now Ramesha says as follows. Yeah. The hetahu Mishum shahabisul shahabishul osa baharifois, the cooking, there was so much cooking in these grits, shahem kishukim harbe. It's just like it's, there's only missing a small amount of shrike. That means these grits are already falling apart with hadatzmon. Ve'ein b'chusorim elo ma'at shrike. It's only missing a small amount of shrike. So there's only some tyson. Ve'ein b'tapuche adome. He says, if you cooked potatoes and the potatoes got the harichug, the bishul, that it became soft through the cooking, that through the bishul, the potatoes split. That means the cooking split the potatoes, v'hem nepuchim, and they're blown up. So that means soft is not enough. That the potatoes got soft is no heter of, like someone asked me if he's allowed to Meshed in the pages of the Talmud and Shabbos. So it matters. It matters how soft they are. That means so that Moshe says two tenoyim. Number one, it should be split. And that means the cooking already split the potato. And number two, it's blown up. So that means so the whole hibble of the potato already is pretty fragile through the cooking. So then what I'm continuing to do, it does not fall into the category of teuchen.
Why is it the Kibbutz Be'achim?
What?
The Machbe Kaddish.
By Eichlin Russian, we don't say there is Machbe Kaddish. And this thing is already, so much was done already, that what is left over is not considered I did something. Now, there's something very interesting, a machlekes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, what if you have a very soft banana? It's very soft and very ripe. It's so soft that you're going to hold the banana, to lift up the banana, so it's going to break off. That means it's so soft, it's not feel soft. Is it now permissible to mash it with a fork? That means that we hear the Chazon Ish that says mashing a banana with a fork goes into this sort of teuchen, even though we don't see the small pieces and it becomes a mush, but it's teuchen. That's what the Chazon Ish said. So, but what is it if it's so soft that if you hold up the banana, it's going to break off? So Shlomo Zalman says, so this is similar to these rifais, that so there's no issur of teuchen. So you can take your fork and mash it properly. And Rav Moshe says no. The whole heter of rifais was that it was ground, not because it's soft. There was a grinding process done already through the bishel. That means I can also grind something and separate the halakim. So it's called that it was nidchan already. But that would you have an overripe banana, he says there's no heter to mesh it now. It'll be in itself. That's we have here a machlekes. Yeah. Now, let us go Acher Shemeriden. So then one is permitted to mash it after he takes it off the flames. That means, well, it's on the flame and I'll be mashing it. So that's Mizanissa of Hagosa to I'm doing a pool ala ish, so the hagosa mixing it can make that it should cook better. So now we were speaking about Meleches Teichen, and we said Meleches Teichen does not apply if something is already, the cooking process is separating the particles of the machel, so it's called, there was nitran already, and therefore it will be mutter. Now a different halacha. Umutter lahachli ko'eichel b'shabbos. One is permitted to smooth out a machol in Shabbos. V'leihavi bozeh mishum memachek. Now, there is an issa, let's talk about the deraisa de keisa. There's a deraisa de keisa of memachek, which is, that means if I have a skin, and the skin was mistame, it was rough, And there was a pu'ula of smoothing out the skin in order to make it smooth. So that was one of the lametes meloches, to smooth out something that is bumpy, that is meloches memachik. Now, that is by oireis. Now, well, let us just, the Mishabura will mention this, so we will mentioned it already. There's another malacha by skins, ma'abed. That means ma'abed, they worked out the skins, and this was done through salting the skin. It was one of the processes of transforming the skin into leather. So one of the malachas is ma'abed. So midarabonon, we had halachas about salting different types of foods, which also preserves them, which is daima to be ma'abed, and which is also midarabonon. So that means midarabonon, we compared foods to skins. And just like minatoyre, there's a din ma'abed by skins, so animal skins, so midrabonon, there's a din ma'abed by food. And in the same vein, if there is a din memachek by skins, to smooth out the skin, so now if we have a food that is bumpy, and we want to smooth it out to make it nice, maybe miyapa the foods. So there is a shaila. This is going to be our din over here. Is there a din memachek by oichlan midrabonim? So now, so the Rama says, umuta lahachli koichl b'shabbos. One is permitted to smooth out an oichel b'shabbos, lehavi b'zeh mishum memachek, hoyu v'evsha lechel b'loizeh. So this smoothing out, since the macho is oimit to be eaten, that is the tachlis of the macho, and it could be eaten bumpy or smooth. So memele, so the Rama said, so here we don't consider that this smoothing out, even though lemaise it beautifies the macho, we will see, with miyata the macho, but since the macho is oimed lachile, and in eating it's no chilek if it's smooth or not smooth, so there's no iser memachik. That was a smore. But he wasn't too sure about this smore, if it's true, if it's not true. So therefore he said, O mikol mokim, hamachmir, b'machol shel tapuchim uchidoyme. Someone will have a machol of tapuchim. That means he cooked apples, and then they're bumpy, they're not smooth, and he's going to smooth it out. Shedarkei bekach. So we have over here, this is a bracha from the Mordechai. So that means that even though Meikar Hadin, we hold Meikar Hadin, one could be Meikol, but if one will be Machmer, it's Tovayol of Bracha. I'd just like to mention there are Chilukei Deis. I saw in Nishmas HaShabbos that speaks about that if you take egg salad and you take a scoop, and after you have a whole thing of egg salad, you take a scoop and you put it down, and Well, it is a nice form, and it's smooth, and it's nice. So the scolamycin smoothed out your egg salad. If you wouldn't have taken the scoop, you'd put it on the plate. It's here, you are miyapir the macho. So he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi of Shmuel Bozner that says one should be machma. That means if one does it, you have the Ramos said, Meikar Adin, we paskin ein miruach boichlen. That's Meikar Adin. But al kolponem, it's to avoid not using the scoop, which smooths out the mach. Now let us see the Mishnah Berura. Mishum memachek, hainu, the shavo vozefes, if you have wax, or pitch, things which you can smear and smooth. Someone who will smear them and smooth them, yesh b'ze mishum meleches memachek. Chmeshe kosav nulel b'simin shin yudalet. And here we're talking about a deraisa that came memachek. But by oichlem, because since it's oimed la'achile, beloize alkein lav midik of it, so it's not considered that he accomplished something. Ho'im evshel lechol, ho'im I evshel lechol beloize, but if somehow, I don't know the exact case, but if the machol could not be eaten without smoothing it out, and the smoothing out accomplishes that now it's roi lachila, it's not only, it makes it look nice, it makes it edible. Also, the yesh ibud ba'ich lemidarabonon. Just like there is a din ibud, if you're ma'abed anoichu, which you're accomplishing something to the, with oichu, you're preserving it or doing another process with it, so the same thing. If you are doing something, so that means there's no heter by other things we had. There's a Rashba Shita that is mutter. He says, Abon Mamachik, he doesn't know if there would be a heter. If the Mamachik is accomplishing something, that it's making it roi lachila. But to spread out cooked apples on bread, fuad in shumen or schmaltz, vechemo and butter, bevadai shori. Now this is mutter. Now, we have to understand what we just said, that even though it's roi l'achila, but hamach metovei al habrocha, but if you spread it on bread, no problem. Then there's no shayla whatsoever. So, in the Bir HaLochem, he brings down what the reason is. So he brings down as follows. He brings down the smack said that even though there's a din memachek midarabonam, that means if I smooth out a machol, the smack says midarabonam, there's an iser. But he says, let's say you have a type of a knish that has fruit in it or... And he takes a knish, and you see that there's a chelik of the knish that there's no fruit there. So that's a shot. The knish is pshat is like kerech. You should have dough and fruit. That's a knish. Yeah, we need a chelik of the knish, and just plain dough. That's not the beauty of the knish. So the smak says that one is permitted to take part of the fruit, part of the filling, and fill up empty spaces. And the heter is, so even though by doing this you're smoothing out, that's what's going to happen, you're going to smooth out the filling, but since I don't have an intent to smooth out, my sole intent is to fill up the space. So schud adobo she'ine miskaven, and even though it's a psikreishem, so since this whole thing is a chumre ba'alme, we are mekel. So the Magen Avraham says, so let's say a person wants to smear something on his bread. The smak spoke about a knish that there was empty spaces. I have a dry piece of challah which I want to cover it with some type of spread. But in order to do this, automatically I'll be smoothing out the spread. But since I'm not mechavan to smooth out, the whole intent of smearing it over the bread is that the bread should have a something that's some type of a food that's over the bread to make the bread more tastier.
See, it's like for a
there wouldn't be any problem of mamareach, that's right. There wouldn't be a problem of mamareach because I'm not doing it for the purpose of beautifying the food. I want to get it all over the bread, so that's why. But in this process, it'll come out, it'll get smoothed out. Fine. Now, but so we say, ein miruach ba'ichlem. But here the Bir Halacha says, but let's talk about the Yerusha brings down a very practical case. Ein miruach ba'ichlem means not if the thing I'm doing miruach is an oichel, there's a heter ein miruach ba'ichlem. The heter of ein miruach ba'ichlem is because the tachlis of the oichel is to be eaten. So what am I doing? Smoothing it. It's not, I'm not accomplishing. That was what the Mishnah Berurah says. Lav midi ovid. So it's nice. It looks, that's why Mika, then we pass the name miruach boichlim. Want to be machma, tovi ola brochim. But let's talk about another case. A person has, let's say, a burn, or a person has chapped lips. He's going to take some butter or margarine, he's going to put it on his lips around the burn. Just spread it out over here. Achmon and the slum. Ah, it's oichel, it's margarine, it's butter. No. The whole heter of ein miruach boichlan is, it's not because it is an oichel. Because the heter is because in the achila process, you are not accomplishing anything by the miruach. But if you are accomplishing something, so then it's takosa, then, yeah.
So you can put icing on the tape. That's all good.
So if you want, if you want to make it look nice, they speak about this, that if you have a food in a tube, and I just want to get out, squeeze out, and there's also a miruach, it gets smooth when it comes out of the tube, it gets smooth. So if my sole purpose is not the decorating inyan, I mean, since I want to decorate a cake, that's scary, that's a problem, that's a no-no, that's right. So then, but if the only aim, no inyan, I just want to get it out, so then there's no problem. But if it has a form from squeezing out, then that's what I want, so that is the case over here that we say that Masma Tobi Olav Brochev.
Was this also another problem that this being with that form of writing?
If you're right, but not, I mean, you're right. That's Madison. If your intent is to write, is enochanami, that means you make a design, a surah, so that is it. If you have no intent whatsoever, you just want to get it, it tastes good, and you have a cake, and the cream on top of the cake will be Layla Layla, So then this would be mutter. If the intent is only just to get it out till I'm eating it already, it's my mouth is watering. I have the cream and the dust, and so then it would be mutter. Yeah. That's the din of memareach. Now we're gonna go to Hilchus Boira. Also, likleif shumim uvitzolim kshekoleif lahaniach. That means a person has garlic or onions and he wants to peel it in order. See, he's not interested in having the garlic now. He's just taking off the peel and he's going to eat it later. So that is also alt boirer. Avo lechel la'altam shari. But if he wants to eat right now the garlic or the onion, then this is permissible. Now, we have here a chiddush over here that be'emesin, he's taking psoilus mitoich oichel, which lechere la'altar is also also. But here the lumbus is that this is called derech achila, like we mentioned many times, to peel a banana, but that's derech achilose. That means that's how you eat the banana. The banana is covered by the peel. So in order for you to eat the banana, you take off the peel, but it's not called I'm taking psoil. That's how you eat the banana. Boirer is pshat that I have an oichel here, which I can get to the oichel. But I want to be misakin the oichel to make sure there's no psoilus in the oichel while I'm eating the oichel. That's called tikkun oichel, and that's boirer, which is an iser deraisa. But over here, so it matters. If I'm going to eat it right now, so this is called derech achila, since this is the oifen how it is normally eaten. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, shumen uvitzolim, for hu adin tapuchim, apples. Here this, the Prima Godem is a shayla, apples. Now let us explain what the problem of apples are. That the apples are considered that the mechubel. I want to peel an apple. So lehoniach is also, that's what he's saying over here. Lehoniach is also, but I want to eat it right now and I want to peel the apple, that is no problem. That's called derech achila. But that what the mechabel said, lehoniach, so that's not called derech achila, that's called derech breire, and it's also. Now, when I peel an apple, so Rav Moshe says, it's not considered breire bekli. That means not the came, really my hand is the one who is making the breire. That means how much pressure I put on the knife, and that's what separates the peel from the apple. So it's called breire biyad. It's not called breire bekeli, but it has to be done la'alta, not lahaniach. Ve'goizim u'shkeidim u'chiyesim b'zev. Bim peiseyach flaymen, if a person opens up plums, v'zoyrik ha'garinim ha'koshim, lahaniach la'achazman, Shemesh Shemaim, that means he opens up a plum, and he takes out the pits, and he throws away the pits, and this will be served in 2 hours. So that's the chosam. Avi Boyer, that's Boyer. Ubatapuchim ke gamle ishleme gamkein da osa. If he will take out the pits of the apple, Pulachas man is also osa. Avu miyad lepe shori litain, vev shav loise sude shori. Now, the Mishnah is saying here a moiridike chidush, which the Chazay, which Abel Sabri Megodim, and the Chazay Nish vehemently disagrees with this. That means there was a heter. There was a heter that the Mishnah Berurah brought down to be boirer psoilus mitoich oichu b'shas achile, even though it takes the psoilus from the oichu, but b'shas achile. And there's also a second lomdus. It's mechubah to it. Maybe it's called derech tikkun oichu, not tikkun. Tikkun oichu, not breire. There are mikilim, and there are machmirim. The Chazani says if you have a peach or a plum, that's not what you do. You take away the plum from the pit. You just maybe hold on to the pit and cut away the plum, just like one does by fish also. One holds on to the bones and pulls away the fish. About the problem, there's one side here to be make of. Fine. Now, let's speak about, we're speaking about over here, to, the Mechaber speaks about peeling onions, garlic, and he says, la'alter is mutar, la'chazman is osa. So let's talk about other similar cases. You have hard-boiled eggs, it's mamish the same thing, so you peel it. That's why that's one of the problems when you make eggs for Shabbos. You have to make sure you peel the eggs right before the Suda. Shouldn't be too much before. That's called laniach already. But if you make it right before, it will be mutter. The same halacha is if you have a salami, and the salami has a wrapping, and you're going to take off the wrappings so people should be able to have the salami without coming in contact with the wrapping. It's also the same thing. So it's similar to a peel, to a banana peel. And again, so la alta is mutter, lachazman is also. Now, it's very interesting, there's a machlokes, if you have small hard candies, which are wrapped in paper wrappings, is this like a salami or not? That means others say it's like a salami, that so you want to take it off, you want to give the kinderlach these candies, right before you give it to them, you take it off, but don't take it off 2 hours before the sudet. And others say that, no, this is a covering, it's not like a salami, this is like it's a kisui, a covering over the machel. And so the Nissan Karelitz and Abliashib are Mekel in this case. It's a little bit more dovok to the machol, like a box is to the machol. I mean, this is ichah like a different keli here. I mean, sometimes it gets stuck to the wrapper gets stuck to the candy. It's a little bit, it's perhaps a little bit more similar to a salami. Yes. Yeah, so these are in them by an apple and thus. And here he brings down by a watermelon. He was makel to take it off right before the eating, the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Dodim, but there are machmirim, and others say that Akbanam Zainish, when he ate watermelon, he put the piece of watermelon in his mouth and then he spit out the pits. So Mamela, that was no shaila of a beira whatsoever. Leidach Gisa, if you're feeding a child, and it can't be done this way. So there are Mikilim, we have here this heter, Bishas Achila, that the one is permitted to take a des in the Yad Leper, that means, so if he's feeding someone else and to take the Pselus off right away, there are Mikilim. Yeah. In Grab, Rav Moshe says something very interesting. He says the skin of a chicken, which is normally eaten, he says that doesn't have a din like this klipas over here. And if a person wants to take off the skin for la'achas man, Rav Moshe is meikel. What? Eat your skin, yeah. That's it to the cholesterol problem. I don't know. Meichig?
No, to eat the paper.
Meichig. I don't know if it's a silly.
Really?